discounts. 361-0000. Check them out and like the Hair Place on Facebook.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I've heard this and not realized it, but Africa by Toto has always been one of my favorite songs.
Because it's freaking phenomenal.
It is.
Just as Kilimanjaro rises, it's like as, Olympus from the Serengeti.
It's as double F as any song out there. But this Frankfurt Rock Orchestra.
Yeah.
Now, are they doing this with Toto, or are they just covering the
I'm
song?
I'm pretty sure it's with Toto.
Well, I'll hear a little of this.
The woodwinds and everything, you're about to see me lose my mind.
A new cultural experience.
CV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calls President Trump deranged, saying he'll pay dearly for threats to completely destroy North Korea. And Kim's foreign minister is threatening a hydrogen bomb test in the Pacific. That's after President Trump signed an order
to target individuals, companies, financial institutions that finance and facilitate trade with North Korea.
The idea is to cut off funding for North Korea's weapons programs. Facebook is sharing political ads linked to Russia with Congress as part of the Russian election meddling investigation.
We are in a new world. It is a new challenge for internet communities to have to deal with nation states attempting to subvert elections. But if that's what we must do, then we are committed to rising to the occasion.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, representatives from Twitter meet with Congress next week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
President Trump visited Texas, but he did bring
Did you get that dress?
There's a woman talking in my ear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing.
What we're going to do on Labor Day.
Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear?
Oh, my God. I was listening to some throwback hip hop.
Someone in that control room is out of control.
Do you remember this? I remember this.
You have insanity in my ear.
It's MC Hammer.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Where is it? Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. Call Phil Griffin. I don't care who the you have to call. Stop the hammering. Empty out the control room and find out where this is going on. It's either there. Or out there somewhere.
I'll call you later.
The woman talking in my ear was talking about the Labor Day special. It just sucks.
Rectum.
The hammering.
Let's kick off today's Friday show with a little bit of excitude.
I love working here.
They chose to do this show for all the best reasons because I think they're very, very funny.
Hilarious, witty, and inspired.
A very great show.
We got to talk about the first day of fall.
Summer is officially over.
The whole concept of global warming, just another left-wing conspiracy theory inflamed by the lamestream media, an effort to make us all drive hybrid cars, are too small to accommodate a gun rack in the rear window.
ESPN has a liberal bias and it intrudes into their programming.
ESPN has, moved left.
If you're not liberal, do not stray from sports.
When we hear the word inspiring, only one name comes to mind.
Nice to meet you, Richie.
Hey, Richie. How you doing?
Richard.
Hi, Richie.
Thanks, Richie.
Hey, Richie.
Richie's my friend.
Good morning, everybody. At 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, 73 out there this morning. Very humid again, and looks like... even though today is, we're in the last few hours of summer, and fall begins at 3:02 this afternoon, the autumnal equinox. Hey, we can make a little drinking game out of this. Every time I say autumnal equinox today, that's two. Something harmless like orange juice. Take a couple of swigs. There you go.
What and is the autumnal equinox?
Autumnal equinox.
There's three, four.
Oh, crap. Man.
Equinox is also an album by Styx.
Styx!
I'll say it again.
My name is on it.
I know. I'll say it again during the timeline. So
say what?
Autumnal equinox.
Five.
Okay, five.
By the way, during the debate last night, there was a drinking game going on. Anytime Luther mentioned the president picked me... Take a shot. You would have been.
Oh, boy, you would have been.
About 0.5.
15 minutes in.
All right, look for a sun and cloud mix today. Another hot, steamy day with a high temperature up to about 92, which is cooler than yesterday's 94 on the last day of summer. Low tonight, 71. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms for a handful of lucky communities. They'll fade out after dark. Tomorrow and Sunday, upper 80s to near 90. Widely scattered afternoon storms, fairly isolated. A lot of sunshine. Monday, mostly sunny, hot, high 89, slight chance of an afternoon storm, and near or above 90 again on Tuesday and Wednesday. Want some cool air? Everybody shaking their head, yes, as they're drinking orange juice. It's about 7 or 8 days away. It looks like a nice little cool front. Tell you a little about it in just a little while. Right now, I want to tell you about the law offices of Troy King. Troy served as our attorney general for the state of Alabama for 7 years. And a darn good one, too. And Troy always felt that his job was to protect the people of Alabama. And now, as a practicing attorney, Troy is still protecting you. You see the commercials all the time. Not just the ones on TV, the ones on billboards, where these guys got a local phone number and a local office address anyway. And you think you're going to be talking to that person. You're not. But when you call Troy King, you're going to hear back from Troy. He'll contact you. He's going to be a strong advocate for you when you need a lawyer the most. And you can be sure the other side's going to have an attorney. His job is to protect your rights. So pick up the phone. Call the guy who is still protecting you, the law offices of Troy King. And that phone number is 215-4440. No representation.
Representation is made. Maybe. The quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yeah, baby.
Some morning radio programs give you that eerie feeling of deja vu. Well, not this one. Wake up with Greg Budell.
It's Groundhog Day!
Jay Scott.
It's Groundhog Day!
Emily Hayes.
It's Groundhog Day!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
It's Groundhog Day!
And Rich Thomas.
It's Groundhog Day!
So sit right back and enjoy a morning radio program that does not give you that eerie feeling of deja vu. Did I say that already?
Here we go again.
It's three men and a lady.
It's Groundhog
Day! That's good.
Oh, really good. Let's introduce the cast.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
No, that's Jay Scott.
Jay Scott.
And, of course, Emily Hayes.
Get back. Yay.
If she's lucky, and of course, Bader. You already know Rich Thomas, the most famous guy in town.
Jeez. I don't think so.
There's a bacon, egg, and cheese croissants from G&S downstairs for you.
Oh, my gosh. They are incredible.
Exciting.
I love the sandwiches, but I love the croissants more.
Mm. May I have a little volume, please?
How high do you want it?
I said I love the sandwiches, but I love the croissants more.
Yeah.
Can you hear it now?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot better.
Jay, how's yours?
I'm fine.
Rich?
I'm okay.
Good. Okay.
So, baby, there's...
You got an invite?
I was getting a cup of coffee before the show.
Yes.
And I noticed that we have new coffee.
Yeah.
New coffee?
Yeah,
you gotta take it out of a bag.
You gotta put the filter in. It's not like the one that's the filter.
You just throw
with
it in the basket, the easy way.
Oh.
And it's destroying us one day at a time. It's a busy morning show. Who's got time to open up bags and pour the contents into a filter?
We had this crisis of several months back.
I didn't want to be that guy that got the last cup of coffee and didn't start another pot. So I did.
Well, you know about me and me.
I know. You don't need to touch the coffee pot, Rich.
The kiss of death.
Yeah, usually when Rich does it, we have Lake Thomas on the...
No kidding.
Oh, jeez.
Need some distraction.
That's enough of this.
It's such an uplifting piece in the morning.
We've got the national anthem.
It's the saddest dang song ever.
So I am so unready for going anywhere today. I'm just not... And now Briscoe, my little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, cat-headed thing. Gub, 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 walking around with a little limp paw this morning. So I got a crisis. On top of everything else, I may not leave.
If you see me walking normal without a limp today, there's nothing wrong with your TV. It's they gave me a shot of cortisone yesterday, and so I may actually not limp and walk like a normal human being again.
Mm.
Why are we all falling apart?
If you see me walking with a limp,
what?
Here's Jeff on the phone.
What's up?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff.
I've got a question for Rich. A couple questions.
Yep.
First, with these hurricanes, were the ocean temperature is hotter this year, or is it been about average?
Yeah, this is a very good question. So let me address that, because people are saying, because of global warming, the oceans are boiling, right? No, some places, like close to the U.S. coastline and in the Gulf and in parts of the Caribbean, are warmer than normal this year. But some parts in other parts of the Atlantic Ocean are cooler than normal this year. It all balances out. So are the oceans in general worldwide warmer this year? No. Are there some areas closer to the U.S.? Yes. That are warmer. And so that's my answer.
By the way, the Washington Post blamed the United States for these hurricanes.
Oh,
it's our fault.
I see.
Because we're not giving away billions of dollars in the Paris Climate Accord.
It's amazingly balanced, the ocean temperatures this year. And in many areas, it's much cooler than normal.
Okay. Well, thanks on that. The second question is, I updated to iOS 11.
Uh-huh.
And went to your app this morning, and it was slow and pulling up, and then I didn't want to scroll looking for your video. I didn't see it until I went down to the YouTube section, and then I went to it, and then I found the Friday video.
If occasionally, and it depends on your internet connection, it could be slow in coming up. I don't know about iOS 11. I do know this, that the app is regularly updated, and and if that is a slow issue, it will be fixed. I promise.
Okay. Well, I enjoy it. Thank you, Rich.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You can rest easy now that it's just part of the normal cycle of things. My favorite story today. and it involves technology. Is a woman in London who came home the other day and had, there was a whole slew of packages from Amazon.
Yeah.
And she couldn't figure out what they were there for because she had hadn't ordered anything. She finally figured it out. Her parrot ordered them from Alexa.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. The parrot had imitated her saying, "Alexa." And whatever the parrot said after that ended up with her getting a large order of gift boxes.
Now, I wonder if, like, a lawyer like Troy King could get you out of that, you know.
Wasn't me.
Actually, well, Amazon's actually really good about returns. So.
Yeah, they say anything you order with Alexa has free returns attached to it, but can you imagine that? Would you have to muzzle your parrot while you're out all day or throw a blanket over the cage?
Bailey, you stay away from Alexa, okay?
Bark, 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 bark.
Rich comes home and there's 100 pounds of chicken tenders on the front step. All right, we have the Dunkin' and Sun Predictathon this morning. That'll be
coming. I gotta go by there.
Another trip coming up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. My nephew that was born prematurely,
yes.
He was baptized in the hospital, so we didn't have a thing for him, so Sunday we'll have kind of a baptismal remembrance at church, so that's going to be in Coleman, and Pops and Sarah are coming up from the Gulf, and so we're all going to ride together, and Betty needs an oil change, and she needs that belt looked at.
Where are you headed to now?
Coleman, Alabama.
Also, this time Emily will be going north. Just a heads up to people, in case you see something white going by in a blur.
That's Betty White.
It's Betty Blur.
We will also do random facts at 7, $10 food outlet. It's going to be so weird because Sunday will be, and I won't be at food outlet.
I know.
I They're won't be sending you a text from the chicken department. The silliest things.
It's every Sunday, except this last Sunday. I was in L.A.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be interested in Los Angeles. Hey, look. Look what's going on back in Montgomery. There's chicken tenders. Cost less 10 at food outlet.
And that text would have come in at 5 a.m. Pacific time.
I thought about that, too. I wasn't eager to have you, because I know you'll check. If you want to tailgate in style this weekend, T-bones are $4.96 a pound. That's a great deal. If you want to, and this is all the Bluebell flavors, 2 for $9. That's the last true, or one of the very few last real half gallons of ice cream left in the stores. And it comes in, I like the bucket style.
As I do too.
Those cardboard things, the ones that come in like the rectangles, I'm always ripping those apart and I end up with drippage, melted drippage. Chicken wings are $1.75 a pound, and ribs or sirloin pork chops, 98 cents a pound. You'll save in all the departments at Food Outlet with 3 locations to serve you, Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook. On East Main in the preferred community, and on Coliseum Boulevard, where they will, something's missing when Sunday rolls around this week. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. foodoutletgrocery.com for more information. We've got news, our first look at the roads coming up, and then the timeline.
Yay!
For the 22nd day of September next.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Hello!
Montgomery police found the body of a teenage boy on West South Boulevard, west of Clover Lane. The body was discovered around 8 a.m. yesterday. Police say there were no signs of foul play. The exact cause of death will have to be determined by forensics. Montgomery County schools are gearing up to fight bullying. Now a bullied student can text "no bully" to 444-999, along with their info, the person bullying's name, and what school they attend. The details are sent to Helping Montgomery Families Initiative, who will follow up on the bully. And you may have heard about the Moore Strange debate yesterday. While it had its moments, it was hard to top the misspelling on Roy Moore's campaign bus. When it arrived, it had a Moore website, AlabamaDeservesMoore.com, misspelled. Deserves was spelled DERSERVES. That was later fixed with a decal placed over the offending R. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Today's show is brought to you by Friday. Watch how much we phone this one in.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Motors, awarded the best of the best dealer for 2016 by Mercedes-Benz.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
accidents happening around the area. In Montgomery, an accident on Highway 31 at Hyundai Boulevard. That's just a fender bender. And also the 1500 County Road 103 in Prattville, there's an accident there also, a fender bender. Not only can you look for the perfect Toyota at Reinhard Toyota Monday through Saturday, now you can take Saturday and watch the game and then shop on Sunday after church. Reinhard Toyota, for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's show is made possible by Friday, the day to plan all those bad decisions you'll eventually regret on Monday.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Imagine if you only did one thing. You'd probably be pretty good at it.
The lady who made it only does wedding cakes.
I can tell. It's amazing.
It's the same with women's health care. That's why the UAB Medicine Multispecialty Clinic at Baptist Medical Center South is proud to welcome its first specialist for breast health and breast cancer.
This could not have come at a better time.
Mom is going to be so relieved.
If it's breast cancer, our female breast specialist, Dr. McWhite, will provide you with a full range of options that include mastectomy with immediate reconstruction, breast-conserving surgery, and more. She'll be with you every step of the way to help you make the best decision for your lifestyle. The UAB Multispecialty Clinic even offers advanced services like genetic counseling, and that's important to women who have breast cancer in their family. So for advanced breast health, call the UAB Multispecialty Clinic at Baptist South today at 334-613-7070, and let's get you better together.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every fall is the season when the leaves fall down. It sure sucks when you gotta rake them and put them in huge paper bags.
You know that they're not light
when they're wet.
Autumn really bites. Every fall is the season for raking.
On your hand,
on your hand,
there's a blister,
there's a blister.
Oh man, hurts like hell. When you're finished,
when you're finished,
you're not done,
you're not done.
Your lawn is covered up again.
Next year you'll buy a blower.
Oh. than last year. Every fall is the season for raking.
It is 6:24 on News Talk 93.1 FM with the timeline for the 22nd day of September. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 265th day of the year. There are 100 days remaining. On today, the autumnal equinox drink. Another swig of orange juice. I'm not going to say it anymore this hour, I don't think. I will say it next hour. It's Elephant Appreciation Day.
Roll Tide.
Take an elephant to lunch, but please be kind. Don't talk about the elephant in the room.
How can you tell when the elephant's been in the refrigerator?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead.
The footprints are in the butter.
It's Ice Cream Cone Day.
See, the two Utes, they missed out on the whole elephant joke 3 years ago.
It is National Rock and Roll Dog Day. You're a rock and roll dog, huh, baby?
Yes, you are, baby.
Oh, baby. That's right. That's right, girl. It is National Native American Day. I guess you could take the elephant and the Native American to lunch. That's offensive to me. Oh, wait a minute. I'm a Cleveland Indians fan.
Oh, that's right. 27-28. Holy cow. Unbelievable.
Whoa. 241 years ago in 1776, Captain Nathan Hale said the famous last words, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." That was just before he was hanged for spying behind enemy lines on a mission for George Washington's army. 228 years ago, 1789, Benjamin Franklin becomes the country's first Postmaster General. He did a lot of things on the side, too.
Good old Benjamin.
He was a very sexually active man.
Didn't he write a book about farting?
Yeah.
I think he did.
Oh, is it too early to talk about farts?
No, he did.
I'm just waiting for the movie.
It's called Fart Proudly.
170 years ago, in 1847, Stephen Foster introduced the musical masterpiece Oh, Susanna to the public at the Eagle Saloon in Pittsburgh.
Eagle Saloon?
I still think the 20-minute album version with the jam in the middle is the best.
Eagles rule.
That's right. 155 years ago, 1862, Abe Lincoln issues the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation declaring that all slaves in rebel states should be free as of January 1st, 1863. On this date 90 years ago, 1927, Jack Dempsey knocked out by heavyweight boxing champ Gene Tunney in the seventh round of attempting to regain the title. Now listen to this. The referee refused to start counting until Dempsey went to his neutral corner, giving Tunney an extra 4 seconds to recover, which he did, and he went on to win the fight. It is still very controversial. 10 people died of heart attacks while listening to the fight on the radio. On this date in 1953, the famous Four Level opens in Los Angeles. The first four level or stack interchange in the world opens in Los Angeles at the intersection of Harbor, Hollywood, Pasadena, and Santa Ana freeways. The Saturday Evening Post wrote, "A mad motorist dream, 32 lanes of traffic weaving in 8 directions." 1964, Herman's Hermits number one on the U.S. charts with the Carole King, Jerry Goffin song, Into Something Good. Also on that day in 64, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. debuts on the National Broadcasting Company. On a Monday night it aired.
That was a TV show that inspired my dad to get us a color set.
Oh, Open Channel D, Section 8, Code 1. That was Napoleon Solo. 48 years ago. In 1969, the great Willie Mays hits his 600th career home run in a game against the San Diego Padres. Willie ended his career with 660 home runs. All right, in our Song of the Day, formerly called the Songs of Summer series, which is over on for another 272 days. Number one on this date 47 years ago from one-hit wonder Freda Payne. Since you've been gone, all that's left is this band of gold and this ugly ring around the tub. Oh!
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a ring.
Rich Thomas, School of Broadcasting, and Rollies. Now, Rich made a funny there. But you may not be allowed to do that by your program director, so check to see if being funny at the beginning of a song is okay.
Especially if you're on the vault.
Oh, God. I know he's only been back for like 2 days, but I think Rich just won cool points for the week.
42 years ago, 1975, a chick named Sarah Jane Moore failed in her attempt to assassinate President Gerald Ford. This only 3 weeks after a member of the Manson family, Squeaky Fromm, also tried to take him out. Moore got sentenced to life in prison. She was paroled in 2007. 32 years ago, 1985, the first Farm Aid concert put on. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Cougar Mellencamp, they are their organizers. Other performers, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, John Denver, Foreigner, and a brand new group called Bon Jovi. They raised $7 million. 1990, Garth Brooks' No Fence album. It became the biggest-selling country album of all time, sold over 13 million copies in the first 5 years of its release. I was on this day in 93, and I remember this day. An Amtrak train headed to Miami derails near Mobile, killing 47. Incident happened in foggy conditions.
Horrible accident, right in the middle of the swamp, yeah. You know, on a bridge that had been damaged by a barge. I saw a whole documentary on how they figured out what happened in that, but these people, and there were some of those cars were on fire, are in 6 feet of swamp with snakes and gators at 4 o'clock in the morning.
47 dead.
Yeah.
On this date in 1994, Friends debuts on the NBC television network. 2004, Lost premieres on ABC. 2008, U.S. Mint revealed the first change in the penny in 50 years. They got rid of the Lincoln Memorial on the back of it, replaced it with four different images with respective parts, different parts of Abraham Lincoln's life. 2015 on this date, Yogi Berra, Lawrence Peter Berra, an American baseball catcher, coach, manager, and you know, he said some cool things too. He died at the age of 90. I'll give you one Yogiism. That restaurant is so crowded, nobody goes there anymore.
That's an awesome. I have a whole 35 seconds of those.
Maybe we can do that later on here in just a minute. Scott Baio is 57. If you haven't sent him a card yet, it's going to be a belated card. Joan Jett is 59. She loves rock and roll. Debbie Boone is 61. Pat Boone's daughter, biggest hit, You Light Up My Life, another white-hot album jam cut. Sherry Belafonte is 63, daughter of Harry. Tony Basil, she loves Mickey, is 74.
That song.
74.
She just thinks he's fine.
Yeah, she just thinks he's pretty fine. Tommy Lasorda is pretty fine. He's 90. 5 days till cake. 39 days till Halloween. 44 days till daylight savings time ends. 62 days till Thanksgiving. And 94 days till Christmas. That is your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. 5 days till cake. Who's going to light the candles?
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
I don't think we're going to have that many.
Well, I'm going to take advantage of the Blue Water policy of getting your birthday off, so I'm going to stay home and you guys
sure you are.
Make fun of me.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, we'll do that.
I didn't know that was a policy.
We'll do that whether you're here or not.
Because it's not.
I just instituted it this morning. I talked to my friend Kathleen last night, trying to get an idea what to expect when I'm down in Florida, and she said the one thing, a couple of things. One, a lot of places are going to look different because so many trees were brought down by Irma. And two, and I saw a story on Drudge about this, it's the same problem they're going to have in Puerto Rico and other places, garbage.
No.
Because
never thought about
there
that.
Are mountains of tree and shrub debris God. In front of every house. And she said, they told us it's going to take 2 months to collect all of it. Yeah. Think about that. And she said, if something else came along right now, with all this loose stuff, we'd have missiles going everywhere.
What did they do with all that stuff?
They,
landfills?
Landfills. Along the turnpike, there's a couple of, we used to call them Turd Mountain, because they would pile up the trash, grass would grow on top of it, but they would be covered with those white birds with the long beak. There'd be thousands of those birds, and they were just picking at the trash underneath. They were attracted by the smell.
Blech.
So, yeah. But really, I honestly don't know.
Can you imagine being without power for 4 to 6 months in Puerto Rico?
It's devastating.
I know somebody who went through it there. they ended up putting their sofa against one wall of their apartment while the storm was passing through. Mm-hmm. And they work for the government there, so they're trying to get out because it's going to be basically primitive living for months. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there, they've got a real problem already with looters.
Right.
This is awful. Just awful. So, this is...
Good morning.
Did I not put it in there?
It's
Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah, this is Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah, this is the one that won the conundrum the other morning when it got stuck in the Robert E. Lee Tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I went to Seafood Bistro yesterday, and to quote Emily there, it's freaking phenomenal.
Freaking phenomenal.
It is the best. What did you have?
I had the dragon shrimp,
yeah,
the gumbo, and I had some red beans and rice.
Oh, bless
that's
you.
That's it. It's like the Blue Water special. That's everything
great.
We love.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I thank you all for the prize. Wonderful.
I'm absolutely glad you liked it.
Yeah.
I've never been there before.
We like feedback like this. Thank you.
Y'all have a wonderful morning.
You too.
You too.
Take care, Keith.
Like, seriously, that's like the top three things that we get.
I got to get back there. It's been a Mr. Bitterbottle still wants to hook up with you.
I know.
Guys,
we tried to go the other day, but I was just, it's been a crazy, crazy week at the other job. So it's been a little hard to break away. But we need to go back there. You and I need to go back to get our nails done.
Hey, you and I need to go to see It.
You're not going to go see It with me. I've realized y'all aren't going to hang out with me. It's okay.
I've met you...
That one time, yeah. Yeah, that one time.
That one time.
Yeah,
a special
okay.
time.
It was a good time.
We've gone to... You know,
come on. But, you know.
6:36, 24 minutes. They open up at 11:35 around the boulevard right next to Walter Craig. That's Lewis Lawn. Now that fall is here, if you don't have a steel blower, go there and get one. Price to sell... Lightweight, handy, a Cat 1 Hurricane in your hands that makes cleaning up the debris that comes with fall. Dead branches, leaves, so much easier. And, of course, after you mow and so forth, I don't put a bag on the end of my mower. I'd be running to the garbage can every 10 minutes. So I just blow it into a pile and get rid of it. And it's so convenient. You know, and you can't calculate gas mileage on a blower. It's got a small tank, but it lasts forever. It's amazing. Also, for those of you who don't like dealing with pole starters and tiny gas tanks, they carry the steel battery chargeable edgers and trimmers starting at $139.99. And all you do is hit the on button, take it out of the charging station, and you're good to go to edge and trim as you put the lawn and garden to bed for the cooler weather season ahead. Chad Sasser is our guy there. Call him at 244-9191. Like I said, open 7 to 5 Monday through Friday at 11:35 Maryland Boulevard, right next to Walter Craig. 23 before 7. And David, good morning to you.
Good morning, all. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're not
Woo!
Bad.
Hey, you guys were talking about Puerto Rico. You know, I had a company I used to work for. We had a meeting there, and they had... a couple of the guys who, after a meeting one night, went out for dinner. They were out walking around on the streets, and a cop pulled up to them. This is in San Juan. Cop pulls up and says, "What are you guys doing out here at night?" They said, "Well, we just ate dinner. We're out walking around, checking out town." He goes, "Not here, you're not."
A little warning, huh?
Oh, yeah. He said, "Get in the car. I'll take you back to your hotel."
Man.
You know, I mean... Puerto Rico and San Juan in general is a very dangerous place. They actually had to, about 5-6 years ago, had to get the National Guard to go in and clear out gangs out of, like, housing projects.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
that's why the person I know is trying to get off the island, because it's going to be primitive there, truly.
You know, the only good thing, and there is always a nugget of good, is that this aging infrastructure they had will be completely replaced, hopefully, and done right. Because it's horrific right now. So
right, they need it, but who's going to pay for it? They're bankrupt.
Well, you and I probably right. will. We're Americans, right?
Cha-ching. So,
we'll give you a sewer when you prove you can spend your money responsibly. How about that?
Thanks, David.
All right, 6:39.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Here we are talking about fall, and we had 94 yesterday, and we have 92 today. Welcome to fall, 3:02 p.m. I didn't say those two words, so you don't have to drink. Sun cloud mix today with a few random afternoon and evening storms. A handful of lucky towns will get one. They'll fade out after dark. Tomorrow and Sunday, upper 80s to around 90. Widely scattered afternoon storms. Fairly isolated. A lot of sunshine. Monday, high 89. Mostly sunny. Hot. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Near or above 90 Tuesday and Wednesday. And relief ahead. Watch my morning video this morning. Watch the cold front arrived. Number one cold front arrives sometime during the day Thursday, so Friday we knock down the temperature a few degrees. Number two cold front arrives Friday night, and we knock down next weekend's temperatures dramatically. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. Hang on, folks. It's a week away. This morning, we have mostly clear skies. Our temperature now, I've got it somewhere, is 73 at 641.
Yeah, it's going to be 92 here. I can't wait to find out what it's going to be in Miami today.
Please. Lovely humidity, 2.78.
640, the cheap and trashy, coming up next.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Those two accidents we referred to earlier are off out of the way. No problem there, not affecting traffic at all. Everything is looking pretty green so far as we get on with the Friday morning. No problems, no big accidents, no big delays. Enroll now for classes at Trenum State Community College. Complete the admissions and financial aid process before September 28th. Classes begin on October 13th. Call 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Every day this past week I had to work real late. I'm working 14-hour days here at a job I really hate. My work was piled high, the boss is such a cranky guy. I love my job, yeah, that's a lie, I've hit the wall. But somehow I survived Monday through Thursday, and now it's finally Friday. Let's start the weekend with a big bang. Bang!
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God knows everything about us and will never forget who we are. A man living in India has 39 wives, 94 children, 14 daughters-in-law, and 33 grandchildren. That's 181 people. It's also the world record for the biggest family living under one roof. Videos on YouTube document the massive amount of work it takes just to keep everyone clothed and fed. I don't know how they remember everyone's name. The Bible tells us that we never need to worry about God forgetting who we are. Psalm 139 declares, "Oh Lord, you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know everything I do." We're not just numbers to God. So what if the next time we feel lonely or misunderstood, we talk to God about our problems? He's always ready to listen, and he'll never forget who we are. That's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 2nd at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Faces of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Montgomery County Commissioner Rhonda Walker. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit womenofhope@charter.net or call 220-4599.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Now through October 2nd, save up to $3,000 on a new 2017 Subaru Outback with financing as low as 0% for 63 months. Test drive a Subaru today and find out just how true the statement is. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. We know you'll love your new Subaru and the customer service you can only get at Montgomery Subaru. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or check us out on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
$3,000 offer valid for 2017 Outback 2.5i Limited HDF, option 24, MSRP $35,960. $67.
Whose side are you on? Hillary Clinton's?
We will not build a wall.
Nancy Pelosi's?
The Democrats do not support the wall.
Roy Moore's?
We can't build a wall around our country.
Or are you on the side of Donald Trump?
The wall's going to get built.
And Luther Strange. AL.com reported, quote, Senator Luther Strange wants sanctuary cities to pay for border wall, unquote. And President Trump called Luther Strange, quote, strong on border security. Real Alabama conservatives stand with President Trump, supporting Trump when he needs it most. Big Luther backs our president. Roy Moore, he actually stands with Hillary and Pelosi, questioning whether we need a wall. Ask yourself, whose side am I on? It's clear. Roy Moore doesn't have President Trump's back, and our president doesn't support Roy Moore. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The first day of fall. Summer is over. The leaves are changing. The air is getting cooler. The nights longer. Soon, it will be sweater weather. Then, coats. Next thing you know, you're clearing a foot of snow off of your car with your ATM card because you don't know where your ice scraper is. All so you can get stuck behind a snowplow on your way to work. The mere thought of it makes my lips chap. But in the meantime, happy first day of fall from all of us.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:46, time for the Cheap and Trash on News Talk 93.1 FM. The biggest show in town? What is America going to ignore this weekend from Hollywood?
Lego characters are now ninjas in the Lego Ninjago movie. Ninjas move silently until, like the rest of us, they step on a Lego brick with their bare feet. Ah! Ow! The Lego Ninjago movie, now playing.
At 6:46, a woman yesterday showed up at one of the Kardashians' Dash stores with a gun and pointed it at the cashier. She came back later with a machete and ranted about how the Kardashians will be executed if they go to Cuba.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Are they going to Cuba? Like, is that a... Or is it just some random, if you go to Cuba, you'll be executed?
You'll probably have to ask the crazy lady with the machete what that was all about.
Let's bring her in.
That's right, crazy lady.
Come on now.
We still continue to have fun with the recently leaked Lawrence O'Donnell meltdown.
Starts with a silver hammering. On a head. Starts with a silver
hammering.
Stop the hammering.
I got to see the video.
We kind of considered him an entertainer because he was a funny guy and probably one of the most well-known baseball players that ever played the game. He passed on this day how many years ago? 5 years ago, was it?
2015.
Okay. I didn't think it was that
Yogi
far.
Yogi Berra? Yeah.
But when Rich mentioned that, I thought, I think we have Yogi.
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
With a collection of Yogi-isms. So let's remember Yogi with this.
Berra's unique turns of phrase became legendary, and the term yogiism was coined to describe his special pearls of wisdom.
Do they know until it's over?
Deja vu all over again.
Nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded.
When they come to the park, they won't take it.
It gets late early.
We just agree different.
We agree different. Okay.
His yogiisms are so well known that even now they remain a part of our culture.
Well, if you get hurt and miss work, it won't hurt to miss work. And they give you cash, which is just as good as money.
We just agreed different. Isn't that great?
We should make that our station motto.
News and Views, we just agree different.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, News and Views has that intellectually stimulating... heart palpitation, whatever it is that describes
Jeff.
Their we should use that one for happy hour. Kim Jong-un, and we have a minute inside his head coming up.
Good.
Kim Jong-un called our president a dotard.
A dotard?
You dotard.
Yeah.
You dotard.
The Family Matters house in Chicago is being demolished.
Aww.
Well, they shot the show on sets, but the show they used in the opening
right.
is
yeah, I know. So,
being brought down. Like everything else in Chicago, it's decrepit and falling apart.
Hmm.
The WWE, Jay, is expanding beyond the world of wrestling. And now they're considering bringing back some situation comedies. A WWE version of The Office or dramas like Game of Thrones.
What? Okay.
I guess...
They've never, by the way, they've never had any success in doing that.
Oh.
Some of their movies have been... Well, no, most of their movies are direct-to-video.
I didn't even know they did that.
Well, it's $10 a month to find out what they did, I think.
I'm borrowing I'm borrowing a friend's account, so...
Ah, see?
Well, he's borrowing my HBO account for Game of Thrones. I'm borrowing his wrestling for wrestling. See. So, yeah.
Are you covering Jerry Lewis in this one?
Yes. Yes, Jerry Lewis, of course, did a lot of good things in his life, but he did not have good relationships with his kids.
Six kids? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Six sons?
His son, Joseph, died from a drug overdose in 2009, and Gary Lewis, of Gary Lewis and the Playboys, blamed Jerry for being a bad parent, calling him mean and evil, who was never loving or caring towards him or his brothers. Well, Jerry wasn't going to let that slip. Yep. Because
they got
Blast.com got his will, and he ain't leaving him jack squat.
Not 1 cent.
Wow.
Yeah. Even Joseph's family got the shaft, the one who died. He left his estate to his widow, Sandy. And the will says the next in line is the 25-year-old daughter they adopted together, he and Sandy, in 1992. Mm-hmm. And first group, all parts are all products of Jerry's first marriage. So that's kind of sad. Don't be bitter and resentful. Since we are discussing sad news, Olivia Newton-John is battling breast cancer a second time.
Oh, no.
It says, I'm not going to be one of those statistics, and God bless her and good luck. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski.
That guy.
Say that President Trump used to make pornographic advances to Mika back in the day. Now, here's my question. Why are you bringing this up now? If it was such an offensive behavior, why didn't you call him out at the time?
Hmm.
Why not say something about it then instead of, you know, 9 months into his presidency? And Joe, you ought to invest a few bucks in Ancestry.com and find out which part of your family tree was incesting to give you that... forehead.
I know I say this every time, but he owes my dad money. Like $33 or something.
All right, let's harass the son of a bitch for the... Let's send him a bill. Cheap. Big TV stuff.
Actually, I think it's more than that, but I like to just always pick a random number.
No, I agree. Mark Levin, who's when he wants to slice and dice somebody, it's pretty cutting, said, Joe Scarborough looks like the other guy next to the one playing the banjo in Deliverance. Mm-hmm. Who am I to argue with somebody who I know is smarter than I am, right? I'm not going to do that. We have our Duncan and Son Predictathon up. The Duncans will be joining us next hour. But please feel free to go ahead and post your prediction. We are 1-for-3 so far this season. We had a winner the first week, but not the last two. And this week it's Auburn and Missouri is our featured game. And we'll talk about...
Tigers.
Tigers and Tigers. That's 2 weeks in a row they're playing Tigers,
well,
right?
Well, second week of the series was Tigers and Tigers, and now we're doing Tigers and Tigers.
Well, last week you guys played Spencer.
Yeah. Now, if you guys play...
Mercer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you,
it was one of those names.
Yeah, you guys played a really huge team, too. There's one thing I did not miss last week. Friday.
I'm very well behaved. I'm very courteous and respectful.
Roll tie.
Care to repeat that?
Thanks, but no thanks.
All right.
Gotta cut that.
6:53. Another business opening in just minutes. And you'll see outside their door, as they get ready to start the day, trucks with painting company names on the side, because that's where the professionals go. John Lee Paints, just north of Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard, to get the equipment they need to use and the paint they apply, and that's Richard's Paint. Richard's Paint is formulated to give you that perfect finish, and paint is one thing. Your dad should have taught you this. My dad said, son, don't buy cheap paint. You'll be chasing it with your roller all over the wall, and when it dries, you're going to see the old paint showing through. And he was right. First apartment, I think it took one wall. I had to paint like three times just to get the color to cover, and I was only painting over a white wall, too. That was the frustrating part,
oh,
you know?
Oh, God,
I mean,
yeah.
It's one thing if you're going to paint a black wall yellow, but gee whiz.
White.
But the thing you'll love about Richard's paint is that when it does dry, not only does it cover, but the finish is so consistent. So no matter how a room is lit, it looks deep and rich. Richard's paint. And, of course, they'll answer any questions or sell you what you need. For example, drop cloth masking, how to patch a hole in the wall, spackle, sanding, any of those types of things. No such thing as a dumb question when it comes to the time or outcome of your project, and they'll make sure they'll run down a checklist with you to make sure you have everything you need so before you start, you won't have to drop it and run back to catch up on the project. So, see them. They're a great team of people. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard him discussed in a very positive way here on this radio station. John Lee Payne's, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. And read their signs. Their signs, that instead of, you know, talking about products, they always give you something to think about. Except I can never remember them. But I like driving by to see what they put up there week after week. 655, Morris?
Good morning.
Hey. Morning.
So, happy fall equinox. Is that right, Rich?
Oh, if you're trying to get me to say the two words that'll make people drink, it's autumnal equinox.
What?
They have to drink a swig of orange juice every time I say that.
Oh, okay. I've never. Years ago, many, many years ago, when I was in elementary school, the science teacher, Mr. Edwards, said that if you put an egg on it, ain't you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't? I mean, is that true or is that not true?
That just generally, that's not true. But that is very popular wives' tale, yeah. It happens when the direct rays of the sun move over the equator, and there's equal day, equal night. That's night. That's what equinox means. It's equal day, equal night at the equator.
So you mean that it only works at the equator then?
Well,
or
it's fairly equal here. Our sunrise this morning was at 6:33. Sunset tonight at 6:41. So 12 hours and 10 minutes here. We have 12 hours, 10 minutes of daylight, which is about equal, 12-12, but it's perfect at the equator.
I got you. So if I try putting egg on its head or whatever, it may or may not work.
You know, I've heard that's just bunk.
Oh, okay.
But you can try it.
Oh, gosh.
Well, if you're going to waste eggs trying to find out, they're on sale at Food Outlet. Ah, cost plus 10%.
There we go.
Master of the segue.
Excellent. Perfect. Yeah. All right, so fall begins today at 3 o'clock?
3:02.
3:02. Okay. Well, hey, you guys have a great morning. I just wanted to ask you about the egg. Thank you for debunking
yes, sir.
That for me.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a great morning.
Later.
Thank you, Morris. He answers questions for us. It's nice to be able to return the favor.
There
huh?
you go.
Nate?
Hey, you know, Joe Scarborough had to leave Congress early. And he cited family reasons, but I'd like to know what the real reason was.
I know.
You know, that's always an excuse.
Because he owed Emily's dad $33 and the scandal was about to break. That's why.
That's probably the truth.
We're going to start sending him bills.
You know, he...
Piece of crap.
You know where he went to college, Emily?
Florida, right? In Florida? No?
No, before that. That's where he's got his Juris Doctorate.
Where did he go to school?
He went to Alabama.
Is that right?
Look, you know, life is hard.
Because Auburn wouldn't take him?
Not let anyone in there.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Rich Thomas.
That was funny.
Yes, it was. 6:58.
Attention, truck buyers. It's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP. Or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That's savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP. Or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing. At Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. And Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. Or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance.
$13.88 monthly for 1,000 finance costs, sales plus tax, tax time, and dock fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tanks,